In the morning, when she woke, she could tell by the brilliant sunlight streaming in through the doorway that it was late. Why had they let her oversleep? Why had no one wakened her? Frightened and wondering, for the cattle always left at dawn, she wrapped her short skirt around her hips, tucking it in at the belt to keep it in place, and slipped out of the house. Breakfast was over long ago, and the men were at work in the fields, but a covered gourd was set among the ashes, keeping her breakfast warm. The village seemed deserted, and when she looked out, the corral was empty. Moy and the others had been taken out for the day, and she was not with them. Swallowing back her tears, she ate breakfast and looked up to see her father entering the yard. He came directly to her and sat down beside her on the warm ground. Rimfa at once asked, "Is it then that my brother has taken out the cattle for the day, my father?" "Aye, yes, it is so." Her father smiled and paused. "My child," he said, "I am proud of you. Yesterday's work was well done." Rimfa looked up, surprised. Two of the boys of the village saw what was done. They had found shelter under a tree above the bank when you turned the herd. They told me of it last night. Rimfa looked pleased, but the unspoken question was in her mind. Why, then, had he sent the herd out with her brother again? Her father answered the question before she spoke. "I have decided to let you have your way," he said. "You shall have your herd, but it shall be your own, not your brother's. Stay quietly with your mother for the rest of the month till the new calves are older. Then you may have the calves for a herd of your own." Rimfa's face showed her joy, but her father held up his hand. "One thing more. You shall have Moy for your own. I give him to you. Your brother couldn't drive him," he added with a laugh.